Hello, and welcome to your new favorite bookish podcast, Fully Booked and Caffeinated. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Heather.
And today we have our monthly bonus episode, Bookish Banter and More, where we discuss the other books we've been reading this past month and whether we recommend them, and also our other favorite pop culture obsessions. This is October's recap, which means that Heather's fully in Christmas mode, and I'm leaving up my Halloween decorations.
It's so funny you say that, because I literally got two separate messages on Instagram from people with, like, Christmas videos.
Oh my gosh. You just love Christmas.
I love it so much. But we're not going to decorate until after Thanksgiving, which is depressing, but it's fine.
And Thanksgiving is late this year.
It's so late. And I hate when Thanksgiving is so late. Because then I feel like the Christmas season is rushed.
Mm-hmm.
But you better believe that Hallmark will be playing 24/7 starting Friday in my household.
I mean, as it should be.
Better get used to cheesy Hallmark Christmas movies, because she does not have a choice. Miss Rachel, no more. Just kidding.
Miss Rachel, no more.
I'm just kidding. That's my unpaid babysitter.
That's true. Oh my gosh. Well, I am very behind in my Halloween movies, so I'll be watching those for at least the first 2 weeks of November.
That's fair. That's fair.
All right, so let's talk about what we're drinking. What are you drinking?
I'm currently hydrating with some H2O, but this morning I did get my usual Dunkin' coffee, caramel, deliciousness, so that was usual. My coffee's been boring lately. That's why I can't wait for Christmas, too, because I really just love the holiday flavors.
I hear you on that. I didn't even have a pumpkin coffee this past weekend.
Weird.
Which is so tragic.
Yeah.
I was going to go get one on Saturday. I was like, I'm just going to walk to Starbucks. And then I was like, oh, I have to walk the dogs instead. And they do not want to go to Starbucks.
But pup cups.
Yeah, but then I'll create a monster. Times two. So we'll stay away from that. Although my dad used to always get pup cups for Oreo when he was visiting Florida.
I know. Mm-hmm. Oreo was spoiled.
Yeah, he really was. He misses my dad more than anyone. Anyway, so I had a normal coffee. Hazelnut creamer from my Keurig. I mean, from my... Ooh, I don't have a Keurig. From my Nespresso. I didn't even know how to use a Keurig last time I used one.
Yeah, I know. Like, what is this travesty? I don't know how this works. And he, like, overfilled it.
Yeah. I almost broke it, but it's fine. It worked the next day. It was from my Nespresso. We're already off on a bookish banter foot. You know what I mean?
Wouldn't expect anything less.
Certainly not. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right. Do you want to start with your reads from the past month?
Sure. I believe I have less than you, as usual.
Not as usual. We had been turning the tables recently.
I know, but you're back up, I believe.
A little bit.
Because yeah. I have four to discuss.
Yeah.
What do you have? Seven?
Yes.
Yeah. Spot on.
That's because I started listening again this month. Last month I didn't listen to any books. I get through so many more when I listen to them.
That's what people say. I've really seen that. People just put it on when they're... You know, just around, puts
when
around
I'm
the
cleaning,
house.
When I'm cleaning, when I'm walking. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I stuck with my spooky season and I read two spookyish vibe books. I did Home Before Dark by Riley Sager, our New Jersey boy that we love so much. I gave that 4 stars. That was another haunted house book. And it was interesting. It was an interesting concept with the dad monetizing their haunted house. And it was good. I actually really enjoyed it. And the twist was good at the end when you find out who everything is. So I enjoyed that. So I gave that one 4 stars. And then I read In a Dark, Dark Wood by Ruth Ware. Have you read this one yet?
Yes.
I was generous. And I gave it 3 stars. And I probably should have gave it 2. But I finished it, so I feel like because I finished it, I had to give it the 3 stars. But this book was so bad. It was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
it just was poorly written, for starters. There was no depth to any of these characters. And I just didn't like it. And Ruth Ware is truly a hit or miss for me, because I loved some of her books, but I really disliked a lot of her books.
Yeah, so it's agree with that.
She kind of falls in the middle for me. So while I did give it 3, I probably should have gave it like 2.5.
So it's a no.
It's a no. No, definitely not. I was bored. Like, I was so bored. I had to, like, push through it. But I was interested to see, like, what was going to happen, which is the only reason why I didn't.
To see if it turned around.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I didn't DNF it. Mm-hmm. But it, yeah. Not great. And then I read Not in Love by Allie Hazelwood, who is becoming a staple for me. She's a good romance author. But I gave it 4.5, and the only reason why I gave it 4.5 is because she's the author that was a scientist. Mm. So she puts so much scientific things in her novels, and it very easily pulls you out of whatever you're reading if you're not into science. Like, I love science. Mm-hmm. I don't want to read about it, but I like it. It's interesting. So when there's so much science talk put throughout, it kind of pulls me out of it a little bit. But I do recommend it, which was kind of, I was looking at the reviews for it on Goodreads, and I was kind of shocked because people didn't really like this one.
Really?
And I, like, loved it. It seems that they felt that the characters weren't, quote, in love. Like, they're, okay. Which the book is called, like, Not in Love, so I don't know what they're expecting, but I guess people thought that it was kind of, it didn't jive as well as her other ones, but okay. I personally really liked it, so it's maybe this says something about me, I don't know, but it was good. And then my best read of the month was The Remarkably Bright Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt, which was the book that I was listening to. It was so wholesome and good. One of the POVs is Marcellus the octopus. And this is the one that I cried while driving, and I could have killed myself. Because I was just sobbing. And I wish that there was a warning. So I'm going to give the warning to anybody. Don't listen to the back half of this book while driving. Because you will cry. There's no way you're not going to cry. Oh, God, it was so good. I can see why it was it was one of the, I believe, Read with Jenna 2 years ago. It was one of her book club choices. So I definitely recommend it. And I believe this was a debut novel as well.
Of course.
For her. So I do recommend that. I guess I just don't recommend In a Dark, Dark Wood by Ruth Ware. But the rest of them, pretty good.
Can't okay. complain. Not so, too bad.
That was my month. It was a little bit stagnant compared to my past few months, but still a decent month.
Okay.
So, I'll take it.
Can't complain about that.
No.
Well, I also stuck with the Halloween spooky season reads, but I feel like when I read more books, I just don't like them as much. I don't know.
Do you think that you're saturating yourself?
Oh, definitely. But I can't help it. Just need to read all the books.
Maybe once spooky season is now over, mix it up a little bit. Maybe it won't be.
I have been reading a lot of horror.
I know.
And I think that's because I was getting so bored with the thrillers.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I just need to. I mean, I have every damn genre on this bookshelf. So
I was gonna say,
I need to switch it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I will. Well, first off, I read Sleep Tight by J.H. Markert. So this is my book of the month pick for September. And I did like this. It's very dark. It has this cult aspect that's really interesting. It's more psychological thriller than horror, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so intricate. And there was so much to follow. Like, as the twists were being revealed, I was Bella as that meme of the woman with the math equations over her head.
The geometry.
I was like, yeah, I was like, I don't remember this. there was just so much going on that it kind of took me out of it.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because it was a really good story. But it was just like having to concentrate so hard instead of it being seamless kind of pulled me out of it. You know what I mean? So it was definitely still worth the read, but it wasn't my favorite because of that. So then I read Camp Damascus by Chuck Tingle. Do you know who Chuck Tingle is?
Is this? Maybe. Who is this?
He's like this random guy. So he started by publishing like erotic fiction, mostly gay erotic fiction.
Oh.
And it's a pseudonym and like no one knows who he is. And he writes all these really just over the top books. Like one of his books is called Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt. Yeah. So I don't know what made me pick this up. It had a very cool cover and it was in the new release. It's not a new release, but it was in like the new releases section of the library.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, I guess I'll just pick this up. Like I don't have books at home. And this is one where the story really carried it because the writing is not good. I mean, this man loves a thesaurus. There was so much that was just obviously, you know what I mean, thesaurus writing.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked the horror elements. This is another cult storyline, of course. And the female main character is so quirky, and I just loved her by the end. So somehow this book worked. It shouldn't have, but it did, and I really liked it. I don't know if it's better than My Butt by My Own Butt or whatever.
I mean, I'm intrigued. Will I read it? No. But I'm intrigued.
Yeah, maybe I'll look up the Spark Notes version.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Okay. Moving on. So then I read The Devil Crept In by Anya Alborn. I didn't really like the pacing of this one. And the viewpoint was from the view of a 10-year-old boy, which is fine. But it was very inconsistent. Like, sometimes it would be written in what was clearly his POV. So the wording and the grammatical errors and stuff like that. Because he also had, like, an issue with his speech. So it would be that way in his narration. But then it would go back to big words and complex sentences. So that part was kind of weird. But I do like this author's way of doing horror. Because it's very implied horror. Until the ending where it's like the big reveal. And I've liked a lot of her other books. This one definitely wasn't my favorite because there were just so many unanswered questions at the end.
Mm.
So it's a maybe. It's not a definite no, but it's a maybe. It's an eh. Just great review.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then my first non-horror book, I read Wilder Girls by Rory Power. I'm super disappointed with this one because I really like the premise. It's basically Lord of the Flies-esque, but with girls at this school, and they get this sickness, and they're kind of shut off from the rest of the world. And this is the kind of YA I love where it's super high stakes, but from the mindset of teenagers. But it was a letdown because it was missing so much information that was necessary. There was no backstory. And the one character kept hinting at all this stuff that she did in her life before this sickness came, but you never found out what it was. So it literally felt like the middle of a story. It was missing the beginning and the end. And I saw online a bunch of people were pissed about the ending. So we just needed more. But I think there's a sequel. Still, I don't want to read a book knowing that I have to read the sequel. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like, just put it all in one book.
Right.
So that one, that's a no for me, because I was pretty disappointed. So then I listened to How to Make a Horror Movie and Survive by Craig DeLuey. This one puzzles me, because I really liked the story in the beginning, and I loved the characters. All of them were super unique, they had their own personalities and development, but then the story just kind of turned into a literal how to make a horror movie, as the title suggests. It had detailed descriptions of the casting, the writing, the filming, the producing, and then details of the scenes in the movie and what they were acting out. And I was like, if I wanted to watch a movie, I would just watch a movie. I don't know. I was just so damn bored through that whole middle that when it got to the ending, and the ending was really exciting, but it got to the ending and I was like, I don't care. I just want this to be over. So it's so weird because there's so much stuff that I liked about it. Mm-hmm. But at the end, I was just like, oh, you know?
Yeah.
So then I read Killers of a Certain Age by Deanna Raiborn. This is another one where I love the characters. It's about these four women in their 60s who are retiring from being assassins.
I have this on my TBR.
I did like it.
But this was just one of the books that people were talking a lot about.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to read it.
Yeah, I must have picked it up at a thrift store at the library or something. So these four women, they bicker and they joke. And I love their dynamic. And the main narrator is just so fun. And her little quips and her sassiness, I just love it. It was also super detailed and imaginative, and they had the kills and the elaborate plans and all of that. On the other hand, it was very predictable, and I would have liked more from the characters who I liked so much, and less details about the planning and the locations and the traveling and all of this stuff. So I really did like it, but it took me a while to get through, so I can't say I loved it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then last but not least, my favorite, which is kind of my favorite by process of elimination, because I wasn't blown away by anything I read this month, but I did really like this book. It still wasn't 5 stars. I think I rated it 4. So it's Dearest by Jackie Walters. This was a book of the month pick, I think, for October.
I think it was.
Yeah. I didn't pick it, but I listened to it. So it follows a new mom who's torn between postpartum and full-on psychosis.
Good.
So the whole thing is basically a fever dream. No, oh, yeah. You. I would not recommend reading this as a new mom.
No.
And I had a lot of unanswered questions, but that was definitely the point. Because it was just, you're inside of her head, which she doesn't even know what's going on inside of her head. And it's just chaotic and crazy and creepy. And overall, I really liked it.
That's good.
Yeah. So it was my favorite because it's really good. But the whole book, I feel like you can't take it that seriously because it's so chaotic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So overall, it was an okay month. I'm going to switch it up next month. We'll see what happens.
I think you need more range.
I know. Because
I think you've been reading too much. I mean, which I know you want to read all the horror books. But I feel like that's what happens. You'll read too much of the same genre. And then, since you're just kind of reading this, not really the same thing back to back, but the same premise, maybe.
Yeah.
You know? So.
And also, some of these books, I wasn't really expecting them to be great.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I went into it knowing that it wasn't going to be the best book I read. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's true, too. But listen, anyway. Some months are great, and some months are not so great.
And I'm still chipping away at my TBR, so...
Exactly.
I'm doing my best. I need to stop getting books from the library and from Libby, but that's not the point. Anyway, so I actually have a lot of TV to talk about this month.
I have a decent amount of TV and also podcasts.
Okay. So, TV first. This month was actually the Circle finale, believe it or not.
It was.
And I'm so happy with the winner.
I am enthralled with who won.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so funny to me because I hated these dudes the first episode. I was like, no. No, thank you. They're going to be so annoying. And boy, did they prove me wrong.
Oh,
my
God. They
were such sweet, sweet boys.
Mm-hmm.
And they just played the game so well. And they weren't... You know, It's so hard not to just immediately see someone and think a certain way about them just because of what other people are like in that age and that area. So I was kind of almost expecting, like, derogatory comments, and they weren't like that at all. Like, okay. They were just like...
Yeah.
You know, I thought they were going to be annoying Long Island boys, and they... Were I mean, don't get me wrong, they were annoying.
They're from Staten Island, Heather.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
Come on.
And, you know, I actually really, really loved them, and I'm so happy that they won. But this season was a hot mess. There was a lot of bad things that happened, like dirty things that mm-hmm. happened this season, more so than I've ever seen before.
Yeah, I agree. I did think it was a really good season, but mm-hmm. some of it I was just like,
yeah,
oh my gosh, like, y'all are too trusting.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, though. I mean, I lived in Staten Island. I dated a Staten Island boy. Ugh. When I saw they were from Staten Island, I was like, I can't do this. So I thought they were going to be, like, cocky. But yes. They were so sweet. And the way they talk, I mean, he knew that he was damn lucky to have that hot-ass girlfriend.
Oh, my God, I know.
So
she's gorgeous.
Yeah, she is. Although, her accent, I can't. And then the way that they bonded with, Rachel, yeah. A.K.A., what's her name?
I can't remember. I watched it earlier this month. You can't expect me to remember people's names.
But the way they bonded over Staten Island was so cute. So, yeah, I'm really happy. Because, honestly, I would have been upset if anyone else won, I think.
Me too.
So, I think they earned it.
Especially because I feel like the other people played it really dirty.
Mm-hmm.
So, which, like, is fine. But it was, like, a little too much this season for me.
Oh, I think people would have lost their shit if
Maddie?
Yeah, if Maddie won, because mm-hmm. she was the dirtiest.
God, what was his name? Kevin?
Yeah.
His name's Kevin. I hated him. Like, it just was...
Yeah, he was awful. Never mind, I'm not going to say it. Yeah, wasn't a fan. So I'm happy with who won. I love The Circle. It's such a good show.
I know. Me too.
And then also this month was the Big Brother finale. Did you watch it?
No. I never finish Big Brother, because it gets to the point in a season where I just lose interest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the last episode I watched was... I couldn't even tell you, actually. I know who won.
Yeah.
And I know who, like, the final two were. I think it was before I didn't watch from the two-hour episode on. So I didn't watch it that one time when it was 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the double eviction, I didn't watch that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened. I mean,
the season, as usual, wasn't that good. But Chelsea 100% deserved to win.
Mm-hmm.
She kicked ass.
She did.
Michaela is dumb. Mackenzie. What's her name?
Mackenzie.
Yeah. She is dumb for bringing Chelsea to the final two.
She should have brought Cam. I don't know why you wouldn't bring a floater with you.
Yeah, but then she was like, I'm not here for the money. And I was like, oh, well then, that's all we needed to know. But Chelsea totally deserved it. I love the way she played. She was so smart.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as I didn't like the season, I'm happy I watched it because I like that Chelsea won.
Yeah, she deserved it for sure.
And, you know, the more women are winning, more women of color are winning. It's mm-hmm. just like, as fucked up as the show is and as backwards and
mm-hmm.
as many issues as they have, at least some good things are happening from it. You know what I mean?
And you gotta give props to Angela for making it as far as she did. Because she should have been gone, like, the second week.
Heavens. She was... Oh, my gosh. You should just watch the final episode where they have everyone up there, because Crazy Eyes... Can't remember his name. The one she called Crazy Eyes. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Nope. No.
It doesn't matter. He was really nice to her and was like, I forgive you for being mean to me. And also, like, I'm sorry. I don't know. He's apologizing even though he did nothing wrong. And she was a bitch. She was like, okay. And he was like, and I know that, you know, you've been wondering if I would hug you at the reunion. I saw you talking about it on the live feeds. And she's like, no, I wasn't. I wasn't wondering that, actually.
Oh my
and he
God.
Was like, yeah, he was like, okay, can I give you a hug? And she was like, I guess, if you want to.
That's awkward.
It was just so unnecessary. Like, why are you being a bitch for no reason?
Yeah.
But no, I didn't think of anything. I mean, I didn't expect anything else. Also, one other thing. Taylor, the past winner, she was the one who led the jury discussion.
Okay.
And she kept shutting down Angela. It was so funny because Angela kept talking about herself.
Of course.
And Taylor's like, you know you're not in the game anymore, right? You know that this has nothing to do with you, right? I was dying. Like,
who won America's favorite player?
Oh, Tucker. And it's like the first time, or maybe the first time in a long time, that a non-jury member has won.
So he won, but it was that other cash prize, too. What was it?
Yeah. I don't remember how much it was. 20K? But it was down to him, Angela, and I think the third one was maybe Quinn. I'm not sure, but I was like, Angela, really? We're going to hype up her ego? Anyway, wow, I forgot that I'm still very upset about it. Anyway, on to the next thing. Love is Blind, season 7, which, while we're recording this, the reunion has not aired. But when this comes out,
the reunion so bad. I
need to hear from Ashley.
Because these people have just dropped like fucking flies.
I think that Ashley and Tyler are still together.
I'm sure they are.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He said my kids don't know what I look like. Girl. Anyway, I think they are, but Garrett and Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're really cute together. I like them.
I know. I really, really like them. But I was like, just shook. Every episode towards the end, someone broke up, and I was like, this was probably, I think, the most engagements in the mm-hmm. season. Like, they had too many, they couldn't even film them all, mm-hmm. which, let's be real, Leo and Brittany weren't gonna last anyway, so that's fine.
No, of course not.
But I was like, wow, like, this is really good. So many people, you know, got engaged and everything, and it just was...
And I wonder if there are even more, because I know on past seasons, yeah. there's some that they don't even show us because they don't get picked. So there might have been even more. But I hope that someone rips Hannah apart for how mean she was to little baby Nick.
Sister told me that she saw on social media that she owned up to the fact that she, like, treated him bad, but Nick let her treat him like that. What?
I'm sorry.
And everyone was like, just shut the fuck up. Like, you're making yourself it worse. Look better. Yeah. Yeah, because my sister watches it too. And so she gets pulled into like the TikToks and stuff of it all. And apparently, yeah, she came out and like apologized for how she treated Nick. Yeah. But then follows that up with, but Nick let me treat him that way.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, she really came out thinking that Nick was going to be the villain. And then she was like, oh wait, I'm the villain.
Like, he 100% not ready for marriage. But he was such a sweet guy. And he was changing himself parents. For her. Yeah.
I loved his parents. They were too. We're in love with you, Hannah. I was like, take that back. You're mm-hmm. not in love with her.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, just stop with the show. We know Love Isn't Blind. I'm still going to watch it. But you know what I mean.
Obviously.
Obviously. What else? Survivor's on.
Yeah.
I like it so far, but like we were talking about, I don't really have a clear winner.
I still need like 2 more weeks.
Yeah.
And then I'll have an idea of who I like.
Yeah, I guess you can't really know until after they merge anyway.
Yeah, it's hard because then you don't know who's going to really make it until mm-hmm. the merge.
That's true. I started Grotesquerie.
How is that?
I mean, it's very gory, but I like it.
And, like,
it's
kind of like Kelsey was in it or something?
Yeah, I haven't gotten to the episodes where he's in it yet. But I saw that he was in it, and I was like, wait, what? Like, this guy's in everything on the TV. Because didn't he host Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader or something like that?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm like, okay, we'll see how he does. I'll be the judge of his acting character. What else? Oh, we watched Nobody Wants This.
Oh, my God. I binged that so hard.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fucking good. That was probably one of the best things I've watched in so, so long. It's what the rom-com market has been missing for so, so long.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of Instagram and social media posts that people have been talking about with... This is one of, like, the first shows in a long time, too, where you have people in, like, their 30s and 40s that are embarking in, like, healthy communication, and there's not, like, a clear villain or anything. There's not someone mm-hmm. coming in to, like, break them up. It was just, like, a really wholesome show, and it was so funny. So fucking funny.
It was funny. I agree. I didn't love it. I definitely liked it. Oh, Adam Brody is so effing hot.
I freaking love Adam Brody.
But I was talking to another friend of mine about just like the show in general that I completely agree. It's giving this millennial love story that we need. But I didn't like that the whole premise was that he's this perfect guy and she's the crazy one. And he needs to kind of tame her, or she has to change. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like a tired trope.
Yeah.
As true as it might be.
I can see what you're saying with that. But I also feel like I've seen a lot of women who feel like they come across as crazy and that men can't handle them. So they like seeing, I think, a character as wholesome too as Adam Brody. Like, he's just like a good guy. Being able to say, like, you know, it doesn't scare me. Like, you can be yourself and, like, it's fine. I think that's just what every girl who might be considered crazy would, you know, not that that's the right thing to say. Because some people can be a little much, but that's fine. That's just who you are as a human. And you're always going to find somebody that can match.
Yeah, just like Marissa and Ramses on Love is Blind, to throw it back, because what the fuck? Okay, sorry, we're not talking about it. But,
and also,
girl, you are never too much.
Bruh, the soundtrack for Nobody Wants This.
The soundtrack is good.
Chef's kiss. I listened to the Spotify playlist for like 2 weeks straight. Because it was just so good. Like, I'm obsessed with Gracie Abrams lately. She's like an artist that I've just been really, really into. Who, by the way, is J.J. Abrams' daughter. Didn't know that. The guy who, like,
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. I, like, saw something about it. I think I Googled her. Because she's also dating Paul Mescal, who is this actor that I'm obsessed with. And I had no idea, and I love them together. And so when I Googled her, I was like, oh, her dad is J.J. Abrams. And I was like, cool, go off. But, yeah, soundtrack, amazing. Just, I'm so happy it got picked up for season 2.
Yeah, like,
and
immediately.
You can totally tell there's going to become some storyline with the siblings. And I'm into it.
I love the brother so much. He's
so funny.
The
brother and the sister were, like, the brother, though, was amazing. I was obsessed with him.
He's so funny.
I thought he was going to be super annoying, because that's kind of how they made him seem at first. And then I was like, no, I love you. Like, the whole scene with his daughter was so good, you know? It was just really good.
Okay. Other Netflix stuff. I started Love is Blind Habibi.
Oh.
Which is, like, in the Middle East. I think they're in... Most of them live in, like, Dubai, but they're from all over.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just as juicy as US, UK. They've got the villains. They've got...
Nice.
The love triangles. So I haven't finished it yet, but it is really good. And then... Also, I started Yellow Jackets, which is not a new show, but
I've been wanting to start that. Yeah, I've been wanting to start that one for a while.
It's very good. And there's 2 seasons so far.
Are they both on there or just the one?
Just the one, but they're both on Paramount.
If you have Showtime.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's a Showtime.
I must have Showtime.
Yeah, it's a Showtime scripted show. So you can watch it on Paramount Plus, but you have to have the Showtime add-on.
I must have Showtime. I don't know. I don't pay for Paramount. But
I saw
that it was on there. So I'm going to watch both seasons. It is good so far. I only watched a couple episodes.
No, I've heard really, really good things about it.
Yeah. And it's an all-star cast.
Mm-hmm.
The moment I saw Christina Ricci, I was like, what are we doing here? Oh, my God. yeah. So I'll report back when I watch more of that. I also watched Teacup, which everyone is talking about on the interwebs. And it's based on a book. I didn't read the book.
What is Teacup?
It's on Peacock. It's a Peacock original.
Uh-huh.
And only 5 episodes are out so far, I think. But it's actually very graphic, too. It's about this little farmhouse, and weird shit starts happening. And then there's this line drawn around their farmhouse. And if you step over the line, you die.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure where it's going yet.
All right.
We'll see. It is pretty good. But it's graphic. It's icky. But I like it. And then, last but not least, I'm watching House of Villains, which is on Peacock, by the way.
I still never watched the first season. I watched, like, the first episode, and then it fell off.
It's so good.
Which,
I love it.
Real quick. Did you watch The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
Yes. Sure did.
Okay. It's fucking stupid. And I feel like I don't know if I'm, like, an outlier. I can't even get through the first episode.
Oh, you gotta stick with it.
I don't know that I can. Like, I think that this might... Like, I don't know that I can. I'll try, but...
I don't think it's as good as everyone is saying. I am excited for season two, because I think season two will be better because of how popular season one was. I am more interested in these people's real lives, like, outside of the show. Like, the one girl who was dancing in the hospital when her baby had RSV and, like, almost died. I'm like, I need to know more about... Yes, yes. I'm like, I need to know more about this bitch. And then there's this other couple who just... He's absolutely the worst husband in the universe, and you just... Ugh.
I guess that it's just kind of... I mean, I don't know. I think I'm just, like, annoyed because why do these people deserve this fame?
Oh, they don't. But that's TikTok. I mean,
you know what I mean?
How did they get famous? I have no idea, but they did.
Because I did try to watch the first episode, like, last week, and I was falling asleep during it.
Yeah. So. Well, I watched it during work, and I wasn't, like, fully into it, I am into their personal lives.
I think it has to be a background show for me, because I think if I'm trying to put my full focus on it, it's just going to piss me off.
It's definitely giving Lifetime, or what's the network that 90 Day Fiancé is on?
TLC.
It's giving that. It's a TLC show for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we'll see. I'm just, yeah. See if you can get it another try. I'm more invested in these people's just everyday lives as Mormons because it fascinates me. So we'll see. There you go. Anything else that you are watching?
Yes. I finally finished Outer Banks season 3.
Okay.
So I'm going to start season 4 soon when I have time. But once again, and I think when I start season 4, I need to have my phone ready to just record Eric because he's so funny when he just has these random commentary outbursts. Like, honestly, mm-hmm. you know when you watch those TikToks of, like, husbands watching their wives' stupid shows and they just make these outlandish comments? Like, it's not even scripted. Like, this is just Eric, like, freeballing, and it's so freaking funny. So he's happy to know that, like, season 4 is going to take place, like, in the future. It's not going to be right after where it ended because he's just like, how can this, like, continue? You know, so we're looking forward to starting season 4, and I think only half are out now. I don't know if the full season's out yet, but I know the first half is out, so we'll get to it. But I'm happy that I started it, or that I finally finished season 3, because that was, like, a while ago that I watched it, and then I just stopped watching.
I don't know how you did it. There's just so much going on that you've forgotten.
I know. I don't remember if I talked about this on the last Bookish and Banter, but I've been watching Agatha All Along on Disney Plus. That's the Agatha Harkness storyline from WandaVision.
Okay.
It's really good. It's very, like, it came out because it's witchy and so, like, spooky. And some of the things in it are actually scary. Like, I'm kind of shook that it's on Disney Plus, but it's like a Marvel show. So, and it's just very, it's very mature. Like, more mature than I was expecting, but I really, really like it. So if you're, like, a Marvel, if you're into the Marvel universe, you don't even have to really be into it, to be honest. This show is just kind of, like, you could watch it as a standalone. Like, it does have some concepts from, obviously, other shows and the Marvel universe, but I think this is, like, a good standalone show. Okay. You don't need to, like, watch everything else. And the acting is just phenomenal. I love it. I finally, we talked about this movie months ago, and I saw it last night when I was just flipping through Hulu. I finally watched Ready or Not.
Oh, what'd you think?
It was good. And then, ironically, I was just kind of, like, looking it up online. They just announced that there's going to be a sequel. And that they're, like, they're going to film the sequel.
It was very popular, the first one.
And, like, I could see that it was. It wasn't, like, amazing, you know? And it was definitely more, like, a comedic horror film. Not like a, I wouldn't even, like, categorize it as horror. But It was good. And the acting mm-hmm. was really good. And again, Adam Brody, because now I'm on, like, an Adam Brody kick.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I've been, like, rewatching The OC, too, and everything. So I finally watched that last night, and that was really good. So I'm interested to see what the sequel's gonna be about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like, those kind of, like, psychological thrillers more than actual horror films. Like, I really like The mm-hmm. Menu when I watched that last year. I just, like, I like movies with final girls.
Speaking of sequels, because we were talking about The Terrifier and how The Terrifier 3 is in theaters now, I did realize that I've never seen The Terrifier movies, which is a crime. Mm-hmm. And I watched Terrifier 1, which is very creepy and very gory. He makes this one guy into a jack-o'-lantern. He, like, carves his face up and then lights him on fire so that it looks like a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, I've heard that these movies are pretty fucked up. But they're super popular.
Oh, yeah. And the clown, which I don't have an issue with clowns. I know a lot of people have an issue with clowns. I get it. They're creepy. He's kind of funny. Like, okay, you know how Ghostface is kind of funny sometimes? Like, he'll be, like, tripping, or uh-huh. he'll, like, roll his eyes, you know? He kind of does that. Like, he finds this little bicycle, and he's, like, riding it around. And then at one point, takes this lady's body parts and wears them and dances around. Never mind, it's making it sound weird, but it's funny. Anyway, so I was gonna watch the second one, but then Eric was like, okay, if you wait, I'll watch it with you, and then I'll decide if I'm gonna go mm-hmm. to the theater with you to watch the third one. And I was like, okay. So we're gonna watch the second one, and we'll see what he says. He's gonna hate it, but...
Yeah, he is.
He'll probably still go to the movies with me. And then... We went to the movies.
We did.
And we saw Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
We did.
What did you think?
It was cute. It was, like, corny, but...
Yeah.
Not bad corny.
Yeah, it was cute,
like,
corny.
Like, I was entertained.
We were laughing a lot. Yeah. It was funny.
And, like, William Dafoe completely stole the show.
Oh, my gosh. He was so funny.
Obsessed. Obsessed with him. He was the best part of the movie.
And I wasn't expecting him to expecting to see him in there. Also, why was Danny DeVito in it for such a short amount of time?
That was like a cameo. I didn't even know he was in it.
Yeah, it was so funny. Yeah. So, I mean, it definitely is not as good as the first one, but it's completely different.
They definitely did, like, the modern take of, like, what it would be if it had come out, you know, this year. But the first is definitely better. But Michael Keaton still killed it as Beetlejuice.
Oh, absolutely.
He was so good. It was like... The same character, like,
which is weird because I didn't think Winona Ryder was that good, and I love her as an actress.
Yeah,
but
no,
I thought that she was, like,
this wasn't her strongest film, her strongest work.
Yeah, and it wasn't even, like, the same personality. Mm-hmm. It was kind of weird. Also,
I think it's hard because she did Lydia when she was a teenager.
Oh, that's true.
You know, and so now she's so much older, and she has it definitely. The Lydia from Beetlejuice is definitely way different than the Lydia that was in Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Completely agree.
And Jenna Ortega, I'm fucking obsessed with her.
I love her.
She can do no wrong. She plays the same character in every single thing, and I don't give a fuck, because mm-hmm. she does it so well.
Mm-hmm. Completely agree. And she literally looks like a high schooler. How's she doing that? It's not like when they cast 30-somethings, and you're like, you're trying to make me believe that's a high schooler. She's a high schooler.
That's what Eric says about Outer Banks. He was like, who are these 30-year-olds trying to be 17?
100%. I did feel like Beetlejuice was a little racially insensitive.
But I feel like he was in the first one, too. So I'm sure that that it's okay.
Yes.
But I think that they just kept with it for...
Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you didn't have to.
Yeah.
I know. It was a little weird.
People just still do it. It's so overdone, but mm-hmm. people are still going to do it. It's just completely unnecessary.
Because those weren't the funny parts. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Anyway, I still think it was cute. I liked it. I'm glad we saw it. I'm glad we waited until 2 months after it was out, because then
nobody
was in the theater.
I mean, there were people in the theater. It was a smaller theater, but still. I told you, the last movie I saw in theaters was Dungeons and Dragons, Honor mm-hmm. of Thieves, which was like 3 years ago? Two and a half years ago? I don't know. It's been a while.
We need to be seeing more movies.
I know. And this actually, like, really made me want to go. So I think mm-hmm. my goal is to go, like, once a month, even if it's, mm-hmm. like, by myself.
What was the movie that we both said we wanted to see that they showed a preview for?
Mm, Well, I want to see Moana 2.
Yeah, that's true. But you gotta also go with Red Ones
looked good. The Christmas one with Chris Evans.
And The Rock. I can't remember what the other one was. Doesn't matter. Anyway. Nope. Yeah. What about podcasts? You said you have some podcasts.
Well, can we just really quick just touch on that somehow Caller Daddy got Kamala Harris on there?
I was in shock.
Like, this podcast just talked about blowjobs when it first came out.
Mm-hmm. It's called Call Her Daddy.
And, like, the amount of just clout that she has right now. And I mean, she has. That she's getting.
The most downloaded podcast. And people are like, oh, this is such a bad move for Kamala. No, it's not. No. Look at how big her fucking platform is. And
so big.
The people that she needs to reach are the people listening to Call Her Daddy. Because I agree. The other people ain't going to change their minds.
Mm-mm. And I just feel like all her episodes, a majority of them this month, like Heather McMahon was so good. Anna Kendrick's was really, really good. So I just, because I wasn't a fan of this podcast when it first came out. Because I wasn't, like, I didn't want to listen to just, like, sex stuff all the time. Which is, like, ironic, but whatever. And so when I started listening to her recently, I really like her platform.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she's just matured a lot as a human herself.
1,000%. And she
has, like, these real honest conversations with these guests.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's my niche. I like raw, honest conversations, which is also why I like Armchair Experts so much.
I think you're spot on about the maturity thing. It was definitely, she was kind of big for her britches at the beginning.
Yeah.
But now, she still shows her personality, which I love, but asks those hard questions, has real talks with people.
Yeah, and even like her interview with Kamala Harris, it was barely about the presidency. It was more about women's rights. And just, and so I felt like that was a really important conversation that needed to be had.
100%. Yeah, I think it was good move all around. Although, she signed that deal with SiriusXM.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
I know. This is what they do, though. Like, they get big and...
Like, Spotify, offer her more money. What are you doing?
I know.
But I know. Whatever.
And then, the Love to See It movie recaps. They did 27 dresses and Practical Magic this month.
Mm-hmm.
So now I want to do movie recaps because I love movies as well.
Mm-hmm. They Let were us so know good. If you'd be interested.
And also the fact that Claire had never seen Practical Magic, I was shook. I was like, she had no idea what this was. And
but
I was
she
like,
loved this it.
She loved it so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a staple.
How could you not? But it's like
a staple.
Looking at it or watching it now, it's like, oh, would I still love it? But yeah, she's proof that we would.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
That was a good episode. I like it.
Yeah, so pretty good podcast month. A lot of good episodes.
I listened to, it's not new, but Strangeland. I listened to season 2, which is Murder in Mapleshade, because it takes place in Mapleshade, New Jersey.
Oh,
and it's a very good podcast. It's about this man whose wife and son are brutally murdered. And then it just never gets solved. But they...
Wow.
Basically, the police don't look into it because it's an Indian family. And they're from the side of town where all of, you know, non-white people live.
Mm-hmm.
So no one cares about it, and just kind of no witnesses come forward because, you know, they don't want to be narcs and like just all this stuff. It's so sad. So they're just investigating it and trying to see if they can figure out what the hell happened. But it's a really good season. And then season 3 is out, which I'm going to start because I do like the format of that podcast.
I'll look into that because I hadn't heard of that one.
Yeah, and I haven't listened to, like, a true crime series podcast in a while.
It's been a while for me, too.
Yeah, but I was like, let me just give this a try. And I liked it. The episodes were short, also, so it was good because I listened to a couple at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Any other pop culture, catch-up corner, anything?
I do have a catch-up corner.
Ooh, let's hear
it. I kind of have a throwback to two episodes we've done. So the biggest thing that happened this month was that we found out that The Housemaid was going to be filming in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And they casted Sydney Sweeney and Amanda Seyfried, who are two of my top actresses that I love so much. So I'm really, really excited. And I just saw that they hired the guy from It Ends With Us as the dude.
Oh, not, really?
Not Justin Baldoni, the guy that played Atlas.
Atlas?
Okay. He's going to be the main lead in Housemaid.
Okay.
I don't know his name because I don't know him well enough. But yeah, I just saw that like 2 days ago. So that's okay. Exciting that The Housemaid is being filmed in our home state with this really fun cast. And it's also being directed by Paul Feig. How the fuck they got Paul Feig to do Housemaid, I will never know.
Like, but Freda McFadden has to be shitting herself.
Doing something right. Yeah. So I'm very excited about that. And then when we did Kennedy Ryan's Before I Let Go, she had a second book, which was based on one of the characters, and she just revealed the third name for the third book, which is going to be Can't Get Enough.
Okay.
So I still need to read the second one, which name I cannot think of right now, but I want to read both of them, and I believe this third one is Hendrick's story.
Yes, I think so.
Which we really liked her a lot in the first book, so.
Yeah, I definitely want to read
both of them. Yeah, so I thought
that. Because I loved her writing style so much. Me too.
So I thought that was exciting that she released the third book in that series.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, we definitely recommend that one if you haven't read it or listened to the episode, because that was a really good one.
Agreed.
So yeah, that was my little catch-up corner.
Okay. I don't have anything to catch up on.
I usually don't, but this was a...
Those are two.
I'm trying to be more proactive about jotting things down as I see them, because if I don't, it never happened.
Oh, 1,000%. I've been, every time we watch a new show, I'm putting it in my notes app. Because otherwise, I don't know what to talk about.
I completely forget.
Even when we're caught up on our weekly shows, like The Challenge and House of Villains, I'm like, wait, what are we watching now?
I know.
Like, we started 5 different shows.
It's like insane.
I can't keep track, but it's fine.
So you sent me a link that BuzzFeed released a new quiz, a new book quiz, which we haven't done them because there haven't been any good ones. When I looked them up, they're kind of all lame or like ones we've already done before, so it's not as fun. But this one is entitled, Since Not Every Witch Has the Same Taste in Interior Design, Build Your Lair and I'll Give You an Enchanting Book Recommendation. So this sounds like fun.
Let's do it.
All right. First question. Where is your lair located? Is it a spooky ocean cliffside? A coastal seaside town? A cozy wood where it is always autumn? A dark forest where it is always night? Within a haunted cemetery or an old town with a dark history?
That's a hard one.
It is actually
there's
a hard
so
one.
So many I want to choose.
Because there's so many good ones.
I'm going to go a cozy wood where it is always autumn.
Ooh, me too. Ooh. All right, let's see. Let's see how it goes for the rest of it. What does your garden look like? It's large with cascading trellised paths. There has to be a water feature. It's hiding some things. And there's like a skeleton. It's overgrown. I'm growing vegetables. Or it's a mushroom garden.
I'm going to go with it's hiding some things. Because that skeleton's cute.
With it's large with cascading trellis paths. Because that's giving.
It does look pretty.
Cute. What does the exterior of your lair look like? Is it a shabby cheek shack? A stately manor? A fortress-like tower? A cozy cottage? An unassuming house? Or a haunted house?
I mean, if it's my witch house, I'm going with a stately manor.
Nice. I'm going with a cozy cottage.
That cottage is pretty cozy.
Pick a kitchen. Cluttered but comfy. Dark and modern. It may need some work. Cozy with pops of color. Stone walls that scream, I'm a witch. Or red and black so that the stains don't show. ...
I'm going to go cluttered but comfy.
I think I'm going to go cozy with pops of color.
I know you're going to pick that one.
Whatever.
It's a good one.
I know. I'm nosy. What's that cooking on the fire? Is it mulled wine, pumpkin soup, a potion, super spicy chili, a kettle for tea, or you won't like what you see under that lid, dot, dot, dot.
I probably have to go pumpkin soup. Oh, yeah, it's good.
That's what I was going to choose as well. This is a soup household. Speaking of fire, what's yours look like? It's just a basic fireplace. It's a magical fire that never goes out or needs to be tended. Who doesn't love a wood stove? Just a wee bit gothic. It's quite grand. Eh, it's electric. I'm a modern witch.
I'm going to say a magical fire that never goes out or needs to be tended.
I like that as well. I have to go with that one as well. Okay, pick a living room. Floor to ceiling red. It's like non-spooky gothic. It's bright and airy with some plants. It's pretty regal. It's got leather seating and bookshelves, or honestly, it's just pretty normal.
I'm going to say non-spooky gothic.
I'm going to go with it's got leather seating and bookshelves.
Like, the bookshelves I like, but leather is not cozy enough. I do like the
aesthetic, though, in that it's non-spooky gothic.
Yeah.
And a bedchamber to relax after a long day of concocting potions. It's dreamy and draped in fabric. I like to sleep like royalty. I just want it to be warm and cozy. It's modern and sexy. I've enchanted it to feel like you're floating amongst the stars, or it's old school, but it's got a certain charm.
I mean, I gotta go warm and cozy.
I know, me too. That has
there's,
to be like...
There's no other option.
Yeah. All right. Hanging tomorrow's outfit on the closet door for a speedy morning. How smart are you? How smart of you. Sorry, it's not asking me how smart I am. It's exclaiming that you're smart. Apologies. My trusty cloak? Something formal. I do have a day job, after all. A black dress with a witch's hat. I never said I was subtle. A black outfit with lots of bracelet rings and accessories. Something bright and fun, or something sultry.
I have to go black outfit with bracelets, rings, and accessories. Come on.
I would be mad if you didn't choose that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I already wear.
Going something bright and fun, because we are the opposite. Even witches have to pee. Pick a bathroom. Dark and vibey. Clawfoot tub and a view. I'll use my powers to make plants grow everywhere. It could use a remodel. I prefer an outhouse. Or, I mean, a bathroom is a bathroom.
I gotta do clawfoot tub and a view.
Absolutely.
Easy peasy.
All right, pick one last special add-on for your lair. An entrance with vault ceilings and a big chandelier. A well-stocked library. Duh. A room to dry your herbs, a formal dining room, a planetarium, or a hidden potion room.
Obviously the library. Come on. Obviously. Come on. Don't be ridiculous. All right, I have to go back and select my other things because it kicked me out.
And then finally, what animal familiar is wandering around? Binks the bat, Charm the cat, Hex the horse, Severus the snake, Rasputin the rat, or Jerry, who's a dog.
I mean, come on. It's Jerry.
Mine's obviously Charm the Cat.
Mm-hmm. What did you get?
I like mine, and I've been wanting to read this book for a long time. A Discovery of Witches by Deborah Harkness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
That's on my TBR, too.
Despite knowing that she's a witch, Diana Bishop desires to live the normal life of an Oxford scholar. Light academia, aesthetic galore. Love that. One day, while studying alchemy in the Bodleian Library, she comes across an enchanted book. That same day, she draws the attention of the centuries-old vampire Matthew Claremont. Needless to say, her normal life is in the past. Yeah, I like that.
Sounds good to me.
It does sound good.
Which is good, because I got the same book.
Did you really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
A Discovery of Witches. All right.
I guess we have that one next year.
Yeah, let's see. We might have to cover this one because...
Since we both got that.
Yeah, I'd be okay with this.
Uh-huh. I think that'll be maybe a good winter book.
I like it.
So maybe we're covering that early next year.
We need to do more of these book quizzes because we both were very successful last time.
I need BuzzFeed to come out with more. So
yeah.
BuzzFeed, get on that, please and thank you.
Please and thank you. They have quizzes about everything else.
I know.
All right. Anything else?
No, what a month. I feel like I did so much this month.
I know. Except I didn't do any fall things. You did some fall things.
I did a couple fall things. Not as much I would have liked, but I did do some.
Yeah. Well, that's all we have for you this month. If you like what you heard, please make sure to follow, subscribe, and rate and review the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. If you have any book recommendations or questions for us, you can email us at fullybookedcalfpod@gmail.com. Also, go on and follow us on our socials to see our upcoming reads. We're on Instagram and TikTok at fullybookedcalfpod. Thanks for checking us out, and remember,
if you need us, we're fully booked.
Bye. Bye.